people that we have here with us today. First up, let's bring out Tony Jaa. We also have future Hall of Famer Michael Bisping, Ariadna Gutierrez, Chris Wu, Hermione Corfelt, Tony Gonzalez, Nikki Jam, Ruby Rose, Donnie Yen, Deepika Padukone, Nina Dobrev, our director, DJ Caruso, and not just the star, not just the producer, but your XXX and mine, we've got Vin Diesel. Hi, guys. Fill it in. Come on in.
Wow.
It's a lot of excitement when you've waited, 11 years to bring a franchise back. Once everybody takes a seat, we will get this thing started. Vin, the center of the ceremonies.
Thank you.
Well, I think the obvious first question is, for Vin, why did you decide now is the time to bring back XXX, and how did you want to reinvigorate the franchise?
Well, first of all, hello.
Hello, Vin. Nice to see you outside of Times Square.
Outside of Times Square. It's good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
A couple of things. First of all, I felt like, well, my sister told me not to say this, but I got to be real. I needed to do XXX for myself because I needed to play a character that I could laugh again and smile again and really, really enjoy myself. And I also felt like it was time to introduce to the world a global cast in the way that we have introduced the world to a global cast. I mean, there's something so cool about the idea of going into other film markets and recruiting their celebrated heroes and incorporating them into this franchise. And in addition to that, I don't think people have been having that much fun in movies. And I think that, my son, just on my way over here, my son Vincent was saying how much he loves XXX, and his sentiment was, it's just fun, Daddy. It's just fun. And that's something I'm very proud of. So I think that's why right now. I think XXX needed to come out. I mean, is there political, parallels? I don't know. But I think that more than anything, the world needed to have a movie that you could just have fun in.
I feel like you touched on the cast, and maybe for Ariadna this would be a better answer. This is like the Miss Universe of casts. You have so many different countries that are represented, and I want to know, I am so grateful that you have given this incredible man, Donnie Yen, a beautiful showcase. I became aware of him during Ip Man. I am so grateful that now the world will get to see more of him, but how did you pick and choose when you were like, let's go across the globe and just find the best of around the world?
Well, that was a something that DJ Caruso was really, really adamant and ambitious about, because it's very ambitious to put a cast like this together. I had been a fan of Donnie's for quite some time, and the idea of bringing him into this kind of franchise just felt new and fresh and right. And there's so many different styles. The way that Donnie approaches a combat sequence is different than the way Michael Bisping might approach it, different than the way Tony Jaa might approach it, or any of the characters here. To go into Bollywood, again, I knew Deepika from a screen test years earlier for Furious 7, and to go into Bollywood and to get the queen of Bollywood to bring into our global cast was so, so cool, and it just keeps going. This is Nicky M's first time being in a movie, and he killed it. Ariadna's first time being in a movie. Bisping was just a monster in the movie. This guy over here, Tony Jaa, his fighting style is completely unique. And we've seen him and we've been in awe of him. I remember Quentin Tarantino being in my living room. Is this a bad time?
You want a better eye line for you.
Sorry. Why, I got a triple chin? I remember Quentin Tarantino talking about Tony Jaa in my living room and saying, oh my God, you got to see Ong Bak. He's so incredible. And he was my good luck charm in Furious 7. So when he came to this cast, I felt like, okay, now this is going to be, as my son says, a giant hit. But you just look across the board, like I said, going into Bollywood, Nina Dobrev comes in, and she wanted to audition for a role that was not written for her type. It was a real comedic role. And you see Nina, and you see her beauty, and you go, how is she going to be so funny? And then she comes in and grabs a hold of that role, and you can't stop laughing when you see her come on screen. She just has that presence.
Victoria Justice wasn't available. Yeah, that's the real story.
Well, actually, Nina, first of all, if you ever feel uncomfortable during the press conference, please just say Kumquat. I did wonder, if the part wasn't necessarily written for your type or for you, how did you read it on the page and how did you bring it to life? Because you did do an exceptional job.
Thank you. I think that most people don't know this, but I am pretty dorky and clumsy, and I talk too much, and I ramble, kind of like I am now. And just there is a lot of Becky in me. It's just that the world hasn't seen it yet, and they gave me the opportunity to showcase that. I walked in. The glasses were my idea. The kumquat line, unfortunately, I can't take credit for.
But you should.
The kumquat was on me. Yeah, that's my personal safe word. It's not. But
it is.
It should be. And so, yeah, that's kind of, I just sort of went in the room and did my thing. It was my take. I did my best, and I guess I did something right, because standing on the stage right now.
But I got to finish on the cast. So then DJ says, I got this guy, Tony Gonzalez. I'm like, the tight end? That's the most incredible. Yeah, he's going to be incredible in the movie. And then Tony Gonzalez comes in, and he kills it in the movie and brings something incredibly fresh. And then, of course, Hermione is another incredible force in the film. She comes in and kills it. A round of applause. And then my little brother, who's never done an American film before, this guy over here, Chris Wu, comes in. And the second we start filming and we do our first scene together, everyone on set goes, you guys have known each other for 10 years. And it's just, I'm going to just take this minute to say, thank you, God, for this incredible cast.
And Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose, the goddess, you all have heard me talk about this with Ruby Rose. That relationship between Adele and Xander is not like anything you've seen on film. There is so much unconditional love. It's such a gender irrelevant bromance. It's so powerful and it's so today. And we were very, very conscious of creating that, establishing that relationship, and to see that play out in film right now is just remarkable. But again, thank you, God, for this amazing cast.
Another thing you don't always see, and this is for Deepika and Ruby, rarely does a movie pass the Bechdel test. For anybody who doesn't know, that is a three-pronged thing. There has to be more than two women in a scene. They all have to have names, and they have to talk about something besides a man. This movie did that! And I'm so excited! So for Deepika and Ruby, stepping into these roles, what was it like, and what did you want to bring to them?
Cool. Me? Okay. I think that was the conversation, really. That was the, when I was reading the script, I was like, there's a conversation here that needs to be had, and that is that these women are just so unique and different and special in their own way, from Becky to Serena to Adele and to Toni Collette's character as well.
Yep.
And they're so necessary and they're so authentic and organic as well. And the amount of fun that we had, the only thing I had trouble with was trying to pretend I didn't like Deepika for 2 months. Because we clearly adored each other and we're just like, no, can't be friends. We're not supposed to like each other. And then we finally got to that scene and we were like, oh, let's just do this thing. And we have this amazing scene where not only do we realize that we're going to be stronger if we join forces than to be separated, and it also gets rid of that pitting women against each other thing, right, that I know a lot of cinema does. We join forces, and even though Adele has a bit of an ego, and you're like, I guess you needed help after all, and I'm like, yeah, right. But the way that it kind of worked out is so beautiful, and it's one of my favorite scenes to shoot. So I'm so glad that so many people have loved that scene and loved that relationship and all of the relationships together.
Deepika?
Yeah,
And I think that every woman in this movie is so strong and powerful, not just in the movie, but I think our own personalities are so strong, and I think that's what we bring to this movie. That's what makes this film unique, that the women in this film are so strong and intelligent and powerful, like women in the world are today. And especially about Ruby and Me, that's one of my most favorite sequences, and I could not have asked for a better partner. We'd have such an amazing time off screen, and then we had to have this weird tension when we were filming, and that was weird. But she's really just the best partner I could have asked for, and that's really like my most fun sequences, and it was fun because it was her.
Chris, you play a DJ in this movie. At any point were you like, dude, let me just rock this mic because I don't need to be DJing right now?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I'm a DJ.
It's like a sequel.
Is it time to play some music?
Play some music.
For both Donnie and Tony, you guys are so accomplished in martial arts, and you're also choreographers. Was there anything that you decided you wanted to bring to some of the sequences, or did you look at any of the choreography and go, I got this, I'll just do it, I take care of it?
I don't know, I just came in and had fun. I mean, I didn't really thought too much about it. You know? I mean, I know that I'm going to be working with Vin, and you know, that's really exciting. It was really exciting. Every day was like a carnival for me. It was like he was a very warm individual, a great producer, and you know what? I think you could be an agent because I think I'm going to change my agent. You've been selling me and everybody else better than everybody. All the agents. I had a joy ride.
Donnie would come in so chill and relaxed, and I'd be like, "How are you?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm good." Like a little tea and. And then I look at the script, and it's like, Donnie's going to do all these crazy, ridiculous things.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Donnie jumps off the bridge.
I'm like, are you real? You're amazing.
For me, it's my honor because I come from Thailand. Thailand is really spiritual, wonderful country. And then I want to say thank you, Vin Diesel. He's my close friend. And he said always, lucky charm. But now it's be lucky charm for Triple X Return of Syndicate.
Well, that's heartwarming. Let's open this up to you guys. So, who's got questions? Debbie.
Well, first of all, I've got to congratulate all of you. Vin, you said it best. This is fun, fun, fun from beginning to end. I'm even going to go pay money to see it again. But I have to point out here, this is so stunt heavy, so physical, so weapons heavy, especially for Ruby, Deepika, and Nina. What kind of training did you have to go through in order to master the fight choreography and handle the weapons with the skill that you've handled them at? You know, Vin is so used to this, but this is new uncharted territory for you guys.
Yeah, I think we'd have, like, every weekends we'd have to train with the stunt team. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, all of us were doing our own physical training to be able to do all of that and be flexible and be strong and find that strength. But then we also had an amazing action and stunt team. We'd all go out. I remember Ruby went out to shoot a couple of times.
Yeah,
because she's a sniper in the film. And so how do you perform how do you get comfortable enough to a point where you stop thinking about it as a separate device in your hand, but actually an extension of your hand? How do you say a dialogue and be able to load the gun and point and shoot and do all of that?
And think about accents in different languages for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not speaking your native language.
Yes, which is,
another added, you killed it. You did so well.
I think it was fun. I think when you have an amazing team that makes you feel confident, like if our teacher tells us that you can do it, I think that gives us the confidence and we know that we can go out there and perform. And we had an amazing team that sort of gave us that strength and confidence.
Hi, this is for Donnie and Vin. Again, it's about the stunts,
yeah.
And you guys were just so amazing. Donnie, you have a different style than Vin, but did you guys learn anything from each other? Because you guys totally have different styles, and I love it.
Well, I will say that we were trying to be really ambitious with the Xander character, and in creating something called MXMA.
MXMA?
Which is something you never heard of. And Bisbing will tell you he's never heard of it.
The idea
is martial arts with a motocross bike. So in that sequence, you see when Xander's fighting, he's beating you up with his motocross. And we wanted to kind of create that unique style for Xander.
Morning.
Hey, man.
Afternoon. Hey, Vin. I wanted to speak about Michael Bisping, sub-champ.
What's up, bud?
The guy's up there.
Champion of the world.
Champion of the world. 185.
Future Hall of Famer.
I wanted to ask you, he's up there.
Yeah.
He's up there filming. He gets a one-week notice to come down and knock Rockhold out.
Yeah.
He does it, gets the job done.
Yeah.
Gets that belt on the mantle. Uh-huh. How assertive were you? Like, you must have just looked like a genius. Like, I picked totally the right guy for this.
You are so right. You are so right. I'll let Bisping tell you. I mean, he was filming, and we all filmed very intensely. You know, one of the reasons why the film is so much fun to watch is because we had so much fun making it. But the amount of fun that we had making it doesn't take away from how much effort everyone put into every aspect of it. There were moments when I would be doing some fight sequence or little thing in the movie, and Michael Bisping would say, no, let's add this, let's change that, and bring some of his expertise. What happened was, I think, he's had more fights in the UFC than anybody. One day he's going to tell his story, and his story, his true story, is, in my view, one of the most fascinating and compelling stories of any fighter ever in any combat sport. But I'm not going to get into it. He'll tell you that when that unravels.
Shut up, man.
Shut up. I'm shutting up. But there was a great power on set. There were so many great things that happened to people once they left our set because there was so much love on set. And there was something, I remember talking to him when he got the call. He got the call while he was filming. And I've personally said to him, you're going to win this fight because that's how destiny works somehow. And he said, you know what, Vin, you're right. I know I'm going to win this fight. But he'll tell you himself. Tell him, Mikey.
Well, you know, I think you said it all. Of course, you know, making this movie, the scenes were very, very intense. So because of that, because of how intense we were working, and then on the days off, we were doing the choreography, we were doing the weapons training. There was no days off, really. That kept me in shape, kept me able to do it. And if it wasn't for that, I couldn't have taken this fight on such short notice. So I accepted the fight. Everybody thought I was crazy. 10 days notice. I remember DJ saying on the final day of filming, what on earth are you doing? And I'm trying to eat a donut. And he's like, no, take that out of his hand. And you know, I could thank Triple X because I walked off the movie set and knocked out the world champion. So, thank you, Triple X.
We have a fan question. This is from Lorena in Houston, Texas, and this is for Nikki. As this is your first time in a movie, how was your experience and what did you most enjoy?
Well, I was very nervous because it's my first time and I'm doing like a confrontation with Vin Diesel. Oh my God. But he made it very easy for me, and he was very, you know, humble about everything, and everybody in the cast was so nice. They made it easy for me. But Lazarus is somebody we had in the hood always, so it wasn't really too hard for me to play Lazarus because we had a lot of Lazarus back in the hood in Puerto Rico. So in a way, I identify myself with Lazarus, so you know it went well. I think I'm Lazarus myself. And he had a lot of girls next to him, so
always,
I'm good with that.
Always swag.
My question for Vin. You're working with so many Asian casts this time and working at the Asia. What's, working with Asian people, what did you learn? What's you found their attitude to work, they're working with you?
What did I find with their attitude working with me? I got to be honest, I never think of people's nationality too much. I look at everybody the same. But culturally, I had gone to China for a Furious 7 and fell in love with China. It's impossible for me to just say one group of people or separate groups of people like that. I don't know why. Maybe because I was raised in New York City, which is this melting pot, and everybody was always the same, and the whole point of my whole film existence was to say that we're just one race. Mm-hmm. And the essence of this movie is this global harmony. I can say specifically, outside of the culture, working with Chris Wu was, there's so much that we have in common that when we went to work, it felt like a pure, natural brotherhood. I can say the second Donnie and I met, it must have been 60 seconds before we both started talking about our kids. And we looked at each other like, oh my God. So you do it all for your kids, and I do it all for my kids, and our kids are running around us, and we're giving presents to each other's kids. And it was so clear that we both were driven by wanting to make our children proud, really, with our work. And seeing, in Hollywood, I sometimes get a bad rep for being a perfectionist. It's something that's not always welcomed in Hollywood because you're always pushing people and you're pushing yourself to be the best that you could be. And in meeting Donnie and working with Donnie, immediately I saw a kindred spirit. I saw somebody that was unafraid and unashamed to strive for perfection in what he does and what he delivers to the world. So there was great synchronicity in that. With Tony Jaa, right from the very beginning, some of my best and famous moments and favorite moments in shooting Furious 7 was training with Tony Jaa. And he has such a master-like approach, this gentle approach to getting you to do things that you never thought you can do in Muay Thai and such, because of the way his gentle spirit. His spirituality is something that I connected with immediately. The fact that he, in the one thing that he said today, he included spirituality. That's something that I can identify with and something that I think is beautiful and something that connects us. So just to answer it, I can't go white, Indian, Asian, Latin. For me and my existence, if I'm anything, I'm inclusive of everyone, and we are just one. And I hope that the global harmony is represented in this movie.
Hi, so the action is wild. For DJ and Vin, as a producer, which one caused the most headache and which one was the trickiest?
Oh, interesting. Well, Vin the producer, because he's creative, is very easy for me as a filmmaker because it's not about counting how much time we have left and how many shots I have left. So the creative producer, having Vin as a creative producer, was very supportive. And then also, as an actor, and Vin is right, and everyone here, they all want to push it as far as they can go to make it as best as we can be. When we were doing a very simple shot of a punch to the face or a kick or a swing, it was always about how can we make it the best that we can possibly be. And Vin brought that from the very first day, our very first cast dinner. That's what he said. When we're up here, we're going to take every scene, every shot, every insert, and how do we make it the best we can be? So I couldn't really tell the difference between the front of the camera and behind the camera because as a producer, he wasn't the bean counter. He was my other creative force. So.
We're going to do another fan question, and this one is for Vin, but I'd like to open it up to everyone if anybody has something they'd like to offer. What is your best advice for someone who is passionate and wanting to do something but filled with fear?
Anyone?
Ruby.
Me?
Take that one.
I always take that one. I would ask Fia, like, what have you ever done for me in the past?
Nice.
Done nothing.
Nice.
And so you look to all the positives you have, like the fact that you are the only person in the world that is you.
No.
There's nobody else, it's you. And you're given everything you've been given for a reason and a purpose and just to follow what you want to do. Because fear is just a strange voice that you're creating yourself so you can also get rid of it yourself.
Crushed it. Wow. Damn.
Pick the right one.
First I wanted to say, I'm going to say something I normally don't say about action films. The guys were so cute, and the women kicked ass, so thank you. But I'm a big old geek, so I'm really interested in knowing, who's the biggest geek. More in particular, Nina, I understand your dad was into computers or computer programmer. How much of that did you channel as a tech? And Ruby, you're a big old comic book geek, so anybody you're interested in playing in a film in the future?
Ooh, Nina first. My dad is a computer specialist. So as a result, as a child, I never learned how to actually fix anything myself. Whenever something was broken, I would just scream, "Dad, fix it!" And he would. So all of what you see on screen as Becky is acting. I am, apart from turning on the iPhone, I don't even know how to turn it off, to be honest with you. Like, none of that's me. But I am a fan of technology, and I wish I knew more, and maybe this will motivate me to learn a bit more and get better at it. And earlier somebody was asking about like the gun training and all that kind of stuff. The girls did a lot of hard work. I didn't.
Yeah.
But on purpose. Like, the scene wasn't scripted. We kind of came up with it on set.
Yep.
Becky had no action scenes, and I sort of begged DJ. I was like, please don't make me have this movie come out. I'm in a movie with Vin Diesel. It's an action film. My friends are going to make fun of me if I'm just sitting in the corner crying the whole time. Like, give me a grenade. Give me a gun. Give me something. So we did.
So we gave her no training. We just gave her the gun, and I told her, you're gonna trip at the right moment.
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you gave me the gun and said, good luck, don't die.
Yeah.
So here I am, thwarted.
I have a question for Nina. This role was kind of quirky and different compared to your other serious roles. Did you like this role playing a little bit more quirky and fun rather than your more serious roles that you're used to?
Of course, yes. It was a breath of fresh air. That's why I wanted to be a part of this film, aside from being in a movie with Vin Diesel, being an action film, being this incredible cast, the script is awesome, like all these things. But on top of that, my character was so different than anything I've played. It was a welcome challenge. And I don't know, I think the expected move would have been to do something a little different, but I wanted to surprise everybody and surprise myself and try something new.
This is going to be our last question. I know. I love them, too.
Hello. Hi. Hi, everyone. This is for Nikki Jam. Yeah. First of all, congratulations on all of your recent success.
Thank you.
You have a huge fan base in Los Angeles, and we're very happy that you're here and excited that you're on this movie.
Okay.
Amazing. Your bromance with Vin Diesel is evident, and it comes through on the movie. And we, just as your fans, want to know if Vin is going to be doing a song with you in the near future. We heard some rumors. And the second question is, what number are you going to be in the lineup at Cali Bash? And the third question is, if you can give us a little a cappella of El Amante.
Wow.
And the third question is, can you write an album right now?
I'm so glad that wasn't the last question.
Wow. No, you know what? I thought I was
done.
I wasn't going to get no questions.
I got you, man.
See, when I do stuff with Vin, it's kind of like top secret. I can't say about music, right? We can't talk about that.
I mean, we're just so cold-blooded. What's so funny, Samantha? Why is Samantha laughing back there?
She's just downloading auto-tune.
My God, she's just laughing.
She's downloading auto-tune, is that what you said?
We can't talk about that.
I mean, we're just...
We are working on something.
We're just lucky kids.
We're having fun.
We're always having fun.
We're having fun.
We're always having fun.
We can say that.
I gotta say the bromance is real because my daughter Pauline, whenever she sees Nikki, because in the Dominican Republic Nikki was drawing rainbows with little Pauline, so whenever she sees Nikki, she goes rainbow, aww, rainbow.
It's beautiful, but the first time she said it, I was kind of like confused. I mean, why is she saying rainbow?
Come on.
I don't look sweet enough, you know. Second question was about what
the lineup.
I think I'm last because I'm kind of nice, so they always leave. I think so. I'm not sure. I'll sing for her. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Ya me cansé, no quiero ser tu amante. Te digo de mi parte que no aguanto más. Ya no aguanto ver el otro como dice que es el dueño tuyo. Me mata el orgullo, él ni te sabe hablar. Esta la hice bae. Cuando la escuche quiero estar ahí para ver. Cuando se entere y sepa que soy dueño de usted. Tal vez suene un poco mal, lo sé y no me luce. Todo es por usted. Mami, yo me siento tuyo. Yo sé que tú te sientes mía. Y la noviecita tuyo. Tienes una porquería. Te caliento más, más, más. Te caliento más.
Yeah.
Can't think of that again. Let's thank this cast. Yeah. That was incredible. That was incredible. Thank you guys so much
Thank
for
you.
Being here. Thank you guys for being with
Thank
us.
You.
That was awesome.